Amen. While you all deal with the humidity that I'm sure is reminding you of how hot it is today, let me just remind you about women's Bible study signups. You can go to Campus Ministries. There you go. Go to Campus Ministries website and sign up there. They close Tuesday, September 13th. Amen. Y'all can say a little louder than that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sandwiched between the book of Esther and the book of Psalms, you'll find the account of a man named Job, a man who never lacked in devotion to God. He wasn't the type to be found making it rain in the club. He wasn't the type to be found texting while driving. He was absolutely saturated with otherworldly virtue, dedicated to prudence and justice, temperance and courage. His entire life reverberated with faith, hope, and love. Job was so upright that every morning he repented on his children's behalf. This way, if the night prior they had wallowed in an ungodly thought or deed, Job's precautionary intercession might protect them from God's discipline. Well, at a certain point, if you know the story of Job, trouble arrived on the scene. It was unwelcome and untimely, as trouble always is. And thankfully for Job, he knew that to get mouthy or indignant with God, we're talking about God who is the one who takes and gives, Job knew that this would be brazen and futile, silly even for him to do this. So he kept his peace, Job did. As he lost his money, as he lost his family, and then as he lost his health, his entire body covered in sores, Job refused to sin or to blame God. Job 42:10 through 17 reveals that eventually the Lord restored the fortunes of Job. Financially, relationally, physically, his frown was turned upside down with a double dose of the former blessings that he had once known. And while that's great for Job, and I think we should celebrate with him through the viewfinder that is history, we are not Job. You and I are in the midst of our own experiences with God. Of course, every cloud has a silver lining. Of course, Paul's New Testament reminder is true that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purposes. Still, God never promised that life will fulfill our desires at every stop. In fact, life's roller coaster takes us on many twists and turns, and following Jesus does not exempt us from experiencing agony. Sometimes agony over and over and over again. So in this series that we're doing, Exploring Lies That College Students Believe, permit me for just a moment to confront the lie that life is fair. The longer you will live, you will realize more and more that life is not fair. It's human in here, and that's not fair. Life is not a melodramatic fairy tale or a sappy soap opera made for TV movie. The protagonist does not always save the day. Bad things do happen to good people. Maybe the chemotherapy didn't catch all of the cancer, and so it leaves you suddenly planning the funeral for a loved one. Or after years of secretly growing apart, your parents notify you of an imminent divorce. Maybe dementia or Alzheimer's decimates a dear elder in your life. Maybe there's a bad car accident. Maybe you have a major injury just weeks before the opening game of your senior season. Maybe you study like crazy, getting decent grades, while your lazy classmate breezes to academic success. Unfairness is all around. There's the water crisis in Flint, famine, hurricanes, floods, wars all over the world, sometimes over race or class or religion, and oftentimes, ultimately, over the unfair distribution of power. As of last month, Chicago has recorded 487 homicides, with more than 2,800 people shot in this year so far. With this roughly 1,500-seat chapel filled this morning, still inside here, we represent fewer than the number of people in the Windy City that just this year have suffered gun violence. Personal responsibility, as people talk about, is a helpful societal construct when applied fairly. But without that key ingredient, it quickly becomes cheap and a cruel way to endorse a form of godliness at the exclusion of the real thing. Unfair indeed. As passing residents of a fallen world, we must navigate a life that is not fair. When one after another, not because you sowed wild oats of moral insurgence, disappointment and tragedy strike your life, even if full restoration never comes your way. In Job 42, we find wisdom. To God, Job said these words. He said, "I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted." I want you to always remember that life is not fair and God is good. You'll notice that I said life is not fair and God is good, as opposed to but God is good. But indicates a tiered contrast, and, however, necessitates that both statements are affirmed with gravitas and conviction. There's not going to always be some comic relief from Chris Rock or Amy Schumer to ease the burden of every sorrow in your life. No happily ever after ending where all is well and your privilege or your parents, your hard work, your intelligence, or your good looks will make everything better. Sometimes life is just gonna happen. And when it happens, it's not gonna be fair. And even in the midst of that unfairness, of that struggle, God is good. Followers of Christ are affirmed and described a mysterious degree of divine favor. Yes, I agree. But God's ultimate aim in life is not to make us feel good. Rather, God is in our corner, with us in all and through all. I am 37 years old. Praise the Lord for the 30 folks out there. I still vividly remember how I felt the day as a middle school student that I learned my best friend had been murdered. Joseph was a 13-year-old, straight A student, returning home from church late one evening when he became the lone, innocent victim of a shootout. These shooters were aiming at each other on opposite sides of the street, but somehow their bullets only found Joseph. Life is not fair. Out of the blue, in 2011, I underwent emergency stomach surgery. A few months later, I returned to the operating table, this time for a 3-hour neck operation to remove a cyst that had been secretly pushing down on my carotid artery and my jugular vein. I know what job loss feels like. I know what loneliness feels like. And so, yes, life is not fair. And yes, God is good. It's often you'll find in the midst of incredible turmoil that we taste and see for ourselves, not what your mama told you, not what you read somewhere, but for yourself, that God is good, that God alone is able to revive and resurrect and reconcile. In Christ, we are empowered to be architects of fairness, people who are troubled by what troubles God. This means that it's only right that we work to disassemble poverty and racism and sexism and all forms of brutality, yet we do so knowing that even if our story does not include full financial, relational, or physical restitution, all is not lost. There is one lawgiver, one judge who is able to save and to destroy. God himself is the manna that we all need. Would you pray with me? God, grant us the serenity to accept the things that we cannot change, the courage to change the things that we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace.